The Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant entered its final shutdown Monday at 1:03 p.m. The 620-megawatt reactor has been generating electricity for more than 42 years. VPR's Susan Keese has the story.
The Vernon reactor started the day at about 70% power. It's been losing power gradually since September as its fuel, which wasn't replaced at the normal 18-month interval, has started to decay. Bringing the power down to zero took only a few hours, as plant operators inserted each of the reactor's 89 control rods into its 368 fuel assemblies. Joe Lynch is the government affairs manager for Entergy Vermont Yankee.
As you drive these control rods in between the fuel assemblies, it no longer allows these assemblies to react with each other. So they actually act like little shields. And you'll have one of these between every single one when we're all shut down.
Members of the media monitor the activities in the plant's control room on a screen in Yankee's Brattleboro offices. A diamond-shaped grid mapped the control rods in the reactor, showing a green light for each control rod that was inserted. Dan Jeffries, a company trainer, described the action on the screen.
They're now inserting in more rods. We had five rods in. Since I've been talking, we've inserted two more control rods, those two right there. It's bringing power down. We're at 25% reactor power.
Jeffries also had his eye on an indicator that showed the declining power in megawatts. At about 25 megawatts, control room operators opened two circuit breakers. The circuit breakers divert any steam the plant is still generating away from the turbines. Instead, the steam goes into a condenser and is released into the Connecticut River. At that point, a little after noon, Yankee stopped sending energy to the electric grid. Shortly after that, Jeffries explained, operators inserted a scram that accelerates the shutdown.
Within a few minutes, I would expect, they'll scram the reactor. We expect that the remaining control rods that go in should insert within 1 to 3 seconds. All these will go to zero. These will all light up to zero when the reactor is scrammed.
The end came with little fanfare. Yankee decommissioning spokesman Martin Cohn praised the Entergy Vermont staff for finishing strong under difficult circumstances. Cohn also noted that the shutdown is also a beginning, the beginning of a decommissioning process that could take up to 60 years. Cohn says workers will begin moving fuel from the reactor into the plant's spent fuel pool early in January. On January 19th, when the job is expected to be finished, 234 Vermont Yankee employees will be laid off. The remaining 316 workers will mothball the plant's non-essential buildings and prepare to move the spent fuel from the plant into dry cask storage on site. At that time, around 2020, Cohn says, another round of layoffs will occur, leaving 127 workers at the plant. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.